The second point is that what's called vairagya, this is a, it's, vai is a negative prefix, and rag is, it means passion, roughly. It's perhaps connected with the word rage, but it's not only anger, but it means a strong passion for something, or strong fear of something. Now this has to be, this is constantly coming up from our, said, from our past animal inclinations. It's constantly coming up, and it has to be eased. Now, one of the things is, again, to learn to get space in life. Now, normally, especially one sees it now with the credit cards, people have no space in their life, and they don't want a space either. I want it now. Well, I can have it now, and then I'll be paying for it over the next 6 months. But when I've had it for 2 or 3 months, I'm fed up with it. So most people are spending a lot of their time paying for things that they're fed up with. And this is a very depressing circumstance, but it's those who see clearly say this is a characteristic of the present situation. It's a frustration. And the Gita has many verses, very interesting, they are some of them, but it says briefly that there are things which are, they're like honey just for a moment, and then they're like poison, and that goes on.
Every action that's done means a disadvantage somewhere else. If I give food here, I don't give it there. The main thing is not to give food to people who may be like Saddam Hussein. Do I feed the bully, the local bully? The United Nations people go to some primitive tribes. There's one tribe lives in the valley and cultivates the land. The others are train themselves in the use of weapons. They don't cultivate at all. Then, at harvest time, they come down onto the valley. They kill a few people. They take away anything they want. They're what used to be called in India criminal tribes. I mean, that's their profession. Now, there's a famine. Both sides are starving. The United Nations go out, they bring famine relief. The people in the valley say, don't give food to those murderers. The moment they are strong again, they'll come down and kill us again. They'll take our harvest again. Now, the United Nations man said he had a terrible crisis. What to do? Are you going to be kind to the murderers? There's a Persian saying, he who is kind to tigers is a tyrant to sheep. Now, the theory of the Gita is that by teaching an example, our natures can be changed. But if we simply feed starving tigers, then we're not necessarily doing good. We can say, yes, there are people who are in genuine need. Yes, they are in genuine need. We're going to exclude others, this means judgments, and this will mean, I mean, it's not so easy just to do social good and social work. You can make people dependent, and you can make people also very slothful. Everything's got to be done. The best thing is to inspire people and to bring up this energy in people, which will see a unity and will act towards it. Well, you may say the Gita's a ruthless text, but it's very profound. Its analysis is not careless. These are important points. It believes that there's a divine element in every man, which can be stimulated by teaching, but mainly by example. And that in our civilization, and the fact is that if I've got one car, I want two. But the sight even of somebody who's free from that. Here we do tend to think that if a man's poor, it's because he can't be rich. But still in the East, there's quite a tradition, no, that there are people who elect to be poor, and they do their work. There are many very poor poets in Japan, 5 million poets. But they're doing poetry, and they're raising the cultural level. In certain respects, we are rather primitive compared to them. Now, I've been to We were going to a contest at a famous beauty spot. It was near a famous beauty spot. We had the judo contest. And they're pretty tough, these gents. And we went out afterwards, and they said, well, we'll show you the sunset. It's going. So we saw the sunset. You do in front of the sunset. You just stand and look at it. And then we came away. And then the captain, he said to me, well, late son, what is your poem? Didn't you make a poem? Oh. Now, they had made little poem looking at the sun. Now, I wrote one of them down, and I asked my teacher the next day, and he said, well, it's not much good as a poem, but he'd written a poem. He was a tough athlete, but he'd written a poem, and they appreciate him. Well, now, all we can do is say, oh, no, lovely, yes. And in those respects, you see, they think there's a gift for poetry in every person. We don't. We think a poet is somebody a little bit special. And when I went there, I used to think poets were more or less pansies. This is an example. If there's a belief in a divinity, or a gift, or poetry in people, it can be stimulated and brought out. They have a poetry competition in Japan at the end of every year. And they get 20 or 30,000 entries. Now they are, there's no actual winner, but there are honours, you see. And the winners of the honours, it's often a farmer's wife or a coal miner. It's got nothing to do with what we would regard as cultural differences. There aren't any. Well, now they've brought out the poetry in people. And mostly it's women. They've had enormous influence there. And they're an example that these things can be brought out. So the main aim of the Gita is not to leave us as we are and help us materially, but to try to bring out these latent faculties in us.